back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Darrell Williams. He's a candidate for the United States Senate. You know, Dr. Williams, this road that you've been traveling and doing a great job of it, I've witnessed you speak many times, encourage people and see people rise as they have heard you speak, and yet, you know, it's part of the frustrations with the society that we live in, where, you know, you just debates, which you were calling for early on in this. Why is there, why don't people call for debates during these times?
Well, I think a lot of times they're not calling for debates because people will be exposed because of their...
What they don't know.
Of what they really don't know. A lot of times when people get up before people, at these events, you know, somebody has written their speech for them and they just regurgitate what somebody else has already written. And the thing about it is, and you'll find when you lay it out, that a lot of people who are running this race really don't have any, you know, depth knowledge of and background and experience in many of the areas. That's why you hear them say what they're going to do when they get in this office, because they really haven't done many of the things that they are talking about. And the thing about it is, I have. And that's, again, that's what separates me from everybody else. And now, one of the, and I think this is key, Wisconsinites have to hold everybody accountable, not only candidates, but also our media sources as well, to make sure that say, hey, this is a candidate right here with some knowledge, experience, and background, and we haven't heard, you all haven't given that person any media play, and I think this guy is the best candidate. And I'm going to give you a shining example. Somebody just sent me an email about, I think it's WTMJ4 that's going to be hosting a candidate forum. And everybody is on the, whoever's on the ballot right now, and we had our signatures in and so forth, so we will be on the ballot. There's going to be, you know, people waiting to see the debate. And so I was told that unless you had 5,000 people to contribute to your campaign, or if you have a certain percentage in the polls, that you will not be a part of those candidates, will not be a part of the actual debate for the people to see. And I think that's so unfair for Wisconsinites, because as we travel all over the state, other candidates, including myself, and I know that in many places, whenever we have the opportunity to speak, many people say, "Man, I can't wait to see the debate between all the candidates. That's why I can make my decision." But if candidates are not allowed to be on the televised debate stage, how would the people within the state of Wisconsin even know? And I think we shouldn't use this as a barrier to prevent people from being in the public eye. Wisconsinites, this is one of the most important elections of our time, and we need to make sure that we hear the voices so that you can make an informed decision. So call these radio stations and TV stations and say, hey, look, we want to make sure that we see all candidates, especially myself, on that stage, so that we can hear and make an informed decision.
Dr. Williams, your point is valid, because what are we talking about? What are we talking about? We're talking about, what, five or six people who are running for that seat. When you look at what happened with the presidential primaries on the Republican side, is as many as 17. And in the last couple of years on the Democratic side, starting out early, 9 or 10 of them, and they were heard. And to somehow say that this is where we're cutting it off does beg the question, why? And whose ox are you going to gore by allowing just these people to have the conversation?
Yeah, that's very important. And I think this is where, you know, I think Tom said earlier, you know, the people are really the government, the people. And so this is where the people, Wisconsinites everywhere in every county, can say, look, send them a letter and say, any forums that you have in my area or that's televised, we want to make sure that we see all those candidates so that we can make an informed decision. Otherwise, you're not getting a fair shake. And one thing I do know is that whether you have $1 million or a dime, everybody wants their voice to count. Whether you're rich, poor, and that's why I decided to run, because I know a lot of times in these areas, people don't feel like they even have a voice and that their vote does not count. I heard that many times yesterday, even at Juneteenth. But I told people, I said, it makes a world of difference. And if you need one shining example as to why your vote counts, you just need only look up at Wauwatosa, where the gentleman won the school board race of one vote. So every vote does count.
You know, Dr. Williams, it is, it's been a pleasure to watch you navigate this system. And you can't on the one hand talk about, you know, freedoms and all of those other things, and we're the greatest nation on earth and all of those different things. And then when it comes to something like the elections, and have giving people a fair assessment and opportunity, and then you turn around and you see that the opportunities are being blocked based on economics, and then you have to question all those things that we claim the flag to stand for, right? I mean,
exactly. All the things that we're sitting up here saying that we are against and for, and just something as simple as this election. And sometimes you go places and you can't talk about this if you're at this location. I mean, we can't talk about Bruno. We can talk about everything, but we can't talk about Bruno. And this is one of the most important elections of our time. And we have got to have the courage and the cojones to stand up for our people and speak for those who can't speak for themselves, and give our people the opportunity to choose the right candidate. And so it's important at this point in time.
You know, Doc, as always, you know, just on point, you know, and unwavering and well thought out answers to pointed questions. And, you know, so throughout all of this time, there hasn't been one debate.
All this time, there has not been one debate, but there have been several areas where all the candidates, you know, sometimes we go places, we'll have 3 minutes to speak. I drive 6 hours to speak for 3 minutes. and that's fine. And the thing about it is, you don't get enough time in 3 minutes to really get to know the candidates, so we mix and mingle. So we've had several of those type of forums, and I think that they're great in certain areas, but I think on the larger scale, people need more time to get to know these candidates. I think the Marquette poll clearly showed that even the top three people who they say they're not comfortable with, and 48% of the people in the state don't even know who the candidates are.
Hey, Dr. Williams, thank you very much, man. We got to go. We'll talk again soon. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.